You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
We will begin this evening with a short passage from the Gospel of Matthew. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
Welcome, dear listeners. We are
Mary Angela
and Nick, and we want to thank you for being part of our show for December. We want to thank everyone who helped make this evening possible, all the listeners like yourself, all the donors, and especially all those parishioners at All Saints, but most of all, Jesus, who's at the center.
Yes, so thank you all for joining us.
Yeah, and so we are taping this show from the safety of where we live, and this is our ninth show.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, that we're taping it. You know, we're following the COVID, safety measures.
Yeah, and we do want to stay safe as these numbers keep going up. So,
because the show must go on.
It does, indeed.
So, tonight, as always, we have intentions. The main one is for our health, our mental, physical, and most of all, our spiritual state of mind.
Yeah, and let's also pray for the end of this pandemic.
Yeah, it's, hopefully by Easter time, we will, we can see the light.
Be in pretty good shape.
And so we pray for your intentions. So, we take them along with us on our journey for this next hour.
And so this evening's topic is, we thought we would, being it's the month of December, we're in the season of Advent, so we'll talk a bit about Advent and what it's all about, and also talk a little bit about this new world that we're in, this pandemic, and how we can deal with all of it and persevere through it.
Yeah, and Advent is a wonderful way on how we can deal with it.
That's right, yeah.
So with the use of prayers, quotes, reflections, we hope to share with you positive
affirmations. Prayers, quotes.
Just something to make this journey not as hard as it is, because you hear it on TV, it's all doom and gloom. But this next hour is the positive hour.
That's
the hopeful,
great.
The hopeful hour, right? So hopefully a word or phrase moves you, right? So so the purpose of tonight.
Yeah, and the purpose is, as we do all our shows, it's all about joy and bringing joy, connecting whatever our topic is with joy. And it's essentially sharing the good news of the gospel, because that brings lots of joy.
Yeah. And I love this quote from Philippians where it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." So especially now in these days, some people are feeling depressed, impatient.
Maybe even a little bit anxious.
Yeah. We need to turn off the TV and turn to our holy Catholic faith. In some strange ways, this pandemic has caused us to stop and make us pause. And so the question I want to ask you is, are you breaking down, or is it really a breakthrough to the Lord? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Let's turn that into being overjoyed, right? So this is what this whole, the next hour is going to be. And so what we're going to do is first start explaining what we are in now, what season it is, and that is the season of Advent.
Okay, so Advent. The word Advent derives from the Latin word, which means coming. So it's all about the Lord is coming. He'll soon be here with us.
Soon and very soon.
And so we may reflect that every year at this time, we celebrate his coming with expectancy and joyful anticipation. So during Advent, we recall the history of God's people and reflect on how the prophecies and promises of the Old Testament were fulfilled. Advent is a season observed as the time of hopeful waiting. So not only joyful, but hopeful waiting and preparation for the celebration of the birth or nativity of Jesus at Christmas. And so for us as Christians, the season of Advent anticipates the coming of Christ from two different perspectives. The season offers the opportunity to share in the ancient longing for the coming of the Messiah, our Savior, and to be alert for his second coming.
Oh, I love what you just said. I love that word Christmas. Okay. So dear friends, when you hear people say happy holidays, just remind them it's Christmas and happy holidays.
It's right? Merry Christmas.
Even better. I love it. Merry Christmas. So a lot of things that, we do at, in the Christmas season, you know, we put the wreaths on our doors. We put up Christmas trees. But the main one, like everyone has on their table, is?
Yeah, during Advent in particular, the wreath is the candles around the Advent wreath.
Yeah, and usually there's five candles. And the first candle symbolizes hope and is called the prophet's candle. The prophets of the Old Testament, especially Isaiah, waited in hope for the Messiah's arrival.
The second candle represents faith, and it's called the Bethlehem's candle. And Micah had foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, which is also the birthplace of King David. The third candle is a pink color, and that one symbolizes joy. What our program's all about. And it's called the Shepherd's Candle. And to the shepherd's great joy, the angels announced that Jesus came from humble, unimportant people like them too. The fourth candle represents peace, and it's called the Angel's Candle. The angels announced that Jesus came to bring peace. He came to bring people close to God and to each other once again.
And the fifth candle represents light and purity and is called Christ's candle. In its place, in the middle, and is lit on, there's that word, Christmas Day.
And it's the white candle, right?
Yeah.
In the center.
So the whole purpose, again, of this program is to bring positive affirmations of joy on how to have a good Advent in this
during this crazy time that we're undergoing.
So the situation a lot of us are facing, there's a new phrase called pandemic fatigue.
Yes.
So we're all drained and we're fatigued. Some of us, not all of us. Mm-hmm. If we're aware of this and we turn to the light of Jesus, the coming of Jesus, this will give us the energy to deal with our stress, our anxiety, and our depression because they are real. But so is Jesus. But we also need to be aware of the joy thief, you know, of expectation, entitlement, rushing to the store, consumerism, and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this? What's going on? Yeah. What is it? Like, what can we learn from this?
Yeah, and how can we deal with all of this? Well, it's really a teaching moment, isn't it? And it's helps us to, like during this time, helps us to like do a total reset, a recalibration, or an awakening. And during this time, we can find it as a God telling us, well, return to me, you know, come to me because I have all the answers, yeah, right?
Surrender.
Yeah.
You know, and as hard as it is, you know, we think of our parents and our grandparents and all the hardships that they had to face, you know, growing through the Great Depression. They went through the Spanish flu back in the 1920s, and then the war. Wars, and then, following...
And being afraid all that time, yeah, with all the bombing.
Hard days. 7 years, the war torn. You know, the world went through a world war. And, you know, coming to a new country by boat.
Yes.
And the hardest thing we've been asked to do is to stay home and stay away.
Yeah.
Right?
And put a mask on when we're outside with people.
So, you know, is it really that hard?
Hard, yeah.
So, you know, it's an opportunity to let go and let God. In this lockdown, you know, Bishop Barron quoted a famous French, I guess you call him a... teacher,
philosopher,
yeah, Pascal Blaise. And he said, most of our problems would disappear if we would just sit still and be silent, right? And Bishop Barron says, well, in the sitting still and being silent, why not consider maybe reading the Bible? How about reading a gospel, right? Or a spiritual classic like Confessions of Saint Augustine, or the 12 rules by Saint Benedict.
Right.
So we've been given this opportunity,
yeah,
right?
We have all this time now because we are in a lockdown.
Yeah. And he also mentioned, why not consider doing an examination of conscience every day, or at least once a week, because we have the time, right? From Saint Ignatius. And, the first step is to become aware of God's presence. The next step is to review the day with gratitude.
The third step is to pay attention to your emotions. How are you feeling? Fourth is to choose one feature of the day and pray from it. And finally, the fifth part is to look forward to tomorrow.
So these are some of the things we can do in Advent, right? And, you know, we can reflect on how we feel about Jesus's coming. Are we keeping our traditions? How can we keep those traditions in this new and unique set of circumstances, right?
And how can we prepare ourselves for the arrival of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
At Christmas.
Yeah. So some of the things that the older Jesus would do is that he worshiped. As they say, what would Jesus do? So number one, Jesus worshiped.
So let's also worship
our Lord. Yeah. Jesus prayed. Mm-hmm. Jesus proclaimed the good news. He came to save the souls of many, and Jesus healed the sick, the lepers, the blind, demon possessed, and he offered hope. And that's what this season of Advent is doing.
Yeah. And so it's also an opportunity for us to reach out to others,
yeah,
to help them, in healing.
So, this is what, is going on. There's a lot of stressful times, but the Advent gives us, as Maranza said, a time to reset, really think about what's important in our lives. And of course, it's our faith and our family. Those are the two most important things. And so in doing so, some words that are very
powerful,
especially,
we call them the power words.
The power words, right, are?
Well, some words to reflect on are surrender, grace, obedience, omnipresent, trust, mercy, anticipation or waiting, healing, freedom,
abandonment, humility, mild, meek, peace, forgive, silence, and peace. So those are just some words we want you to, reflect upon in this time of Advent. We have, a couple more weeks. And then it's Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's quickly approaching, but what we, you know, need to do is slowly reflect on the Lord every day and the importance of Jesus in our lives. Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about are on how to have a joyous Advent are some of the things we can do, and we call these the positive ups. We need to be aware, first of all, of the bad ups. We hurry up, we live it up, and we get uptight. But now we're going to talk about the good ups.
Yeah, positive ups.
Yeah. We need to lighten up. We need to have a positive attitude. We need to be happy because we know that Christ is coming. How exciting. And as mentioned before, what are we going to proclaim?
We're going to proclaim proudly Merry Christmas because our Savior is coming.
Yes. We need to rise up. We need to adjust our perspective and think positive, have a mind like Christ, and pray and do what He did. Find quiet. We've been given the opportunity to find quiet time, and let's make the most of it.
We need to look up, have that positive attitude with our head up always. And just as Mary did at the foot of the cross, you know, we need to look up to Jesus's cross. Yeah.
We need to grow up because in the darkness, we are formed. It's not easy. And we're not saying it's easy, but there is some hardship and darkness that we're going through. But these are the days that we are formed, right? And these are the days where we become closer to the Lord.
We need to get up and get going and, you know, like go for a walk. And that's what we've been doing a lot during this pandemic time is going for walks. And it's been very helpful to us.
Yeah, clear your mind, get some fresh air.
Yeah, and Jesus did a lot of walking. He would always go to pray, you know, in the mountains. So he did a lot of walking to get there.
Yeah. So, you know, when you get up, you have to stand up to get up, right? And the question is, when we stand up, who can we help in this Advent season, right?
Yeah, there's lots of charities we could
donate,
help out.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you can't give toys, I think a big thing that we're doing at our parish at All Saints is giving gift cards for, you know, supermarkets or other stores where the needy can, buy things that they need, right? Another thing we can do is give up.
Yeah, put away
our social media, turn off our TV. Don't turn off Radio Maria. You must keep it going.
That's right.
And I highly recommend it throughout the day. If you get a chance, there's many wonderful prayer programs, especially now during Lent. So you're always welcome to listen in.
How about a stir up? What does that mean? Well, how about just breathing? Breathing in slowly. Breathing in the Holy Spirit because He brings peace. Peace be with you.
It's funny you say that. Breathing, that's why they had the oxen and the donkey in the stable, because it was their breath along with the straw. You know, that breath is what kept the baby Jesus warm.
That's
in
right.
The swaddling clothes, yeah. Right? So breathing is so important.
Yeah, and we're stirring up the Holy Spirit with all of this.
So we also need to speak up for social justice and the rights for the marginalized, you know, for seniors, people with disabilities. We need to speak up for them. And if they need help, as mentioned before, let us stand up and give a helping hand.
We need to also lighten up and laugh and be joyous. You know, that's what our whole program is about.
Yeah, because sometimes we forget to laugh, right? And I think that's one of the best remedies, to feeling good.
And we also need to make up, right? When during this time, if there's someone that has done a wrong to you, well, you need to forgive and forsake what they've done, right? Because it's important to move on in our lives, get over it and move on.
That's what the Holy Family, you know, Mother Mary and Saint Joseph and baby Jesus was all about, was to bring peace, right? To bring peace on earth, Right.
Yeah. And finally, we also have to gear up, right? It could be a long journey ahead of us, especially during this pandemic time. But, you know, we have to gear up for it and persevere and so that we can get through it and endure.
And that leads perfectly into what Mirangela said is when we gear up for the journey, we will never give up because, you know, we know that the Holy Family couldn't even find a place to settle in. There was no room at the inn.
So but they kept going.
Yeah, the Holy Family was a homeless family. Mm-hmm. But that never stopped then. They kept going and they found, you know, a cave, some say a stable, but they found a place where, you know, the star shone and the wise men came and our baby Jesus was born.
So it's all, Advent is all about a time to wait. Time to wait, to listen, and to ponder all the awesome wonder that God who sent his only son as a baby to save us. So pause and spend some time during Advent to reflect on God's gift of love. So, yeah, so some things that we can pray for during this Advent, and I'd like just like to talk a bit about what I signed up for. I subscribe to something called Pause and Pray. It's from Franciscan Media, and what I do is it gives me these short reflections daily in my email mailbox. And they are really, really wonderful, short, beautiful. And they're in three parts. It's one part is to reflect. The second part is to pray. And finally, to act. And just as an example, here's one. And it's called A Helping Hand. So reflect. Each of us throughout our lives will encounter challenging times where we need someone we can turn to for help and support. It is in those times that we must remember that our faith offers us in Christ a constant shoulder to lean on. Pray. Dear God, thank you for always being by my side with a listening ear and a helping hand. Give me the strength to provide the same comfort for others in need. Amen.
Wow, that's very beautiful.
Act. Reach out to someone you know who is struggling. Be a listening ear or helping hand to that person. So yeah, that's just an example of what you can receive in your mailbox. So it's called Pause and Pray, and it's from Franciscan Media. So I encourage you to, you know, join up and subscribe to it. It's really, really been helpful to me just to take, you know, some short time in the day to do that.
Like you said, take the time because sometimes we just feel so rushed and we feel we have no time. But it's incredible if we just stop. Even for a moment, even an hour, you know, a moment. Oh, yeah, of course, it would be long. It'd be nice if it was longer, but it all starts with you pausing.
Yeah, and it's good because it's like a schedule in your day because it just pops in your email box and it reminds you. Oh, you know, let me take a moment now to pray.
So, some simple things to pray for during this Advent. We pray for an end to the COVID. Jesus, I trust in you.
Yeah. So we, you know, I was saying before how we've been doing a lot of walking in this time and where we walk to is to our parish, All Saints. And we stop always in front of the beautiful statue that we have of the
Divine Mercy.
And we pray right in front of it. And so we often say, Jesus, I trust in you.
And this
help
is,
us through this pandemic.
This is where a lot of our program material comes from. We just ask for peace and guidance and, you know, attentiveness to what truly matters. You know, we pray for discernment. We pray for the grace to be able to rest and become aware of God's presence.
Other things we can pray for during Advent is to pray for the grace to be able to rest. You said that, didn't you?
It's okay.
It's good to remind to stress it.
It's kind of like a Lectio Divina where, you know, when you hear it twice, then it really sinks
yes,
in.
Yes, that's right.
So.
Yeah, and to pray for strong relationships with people, right? It's been especially important now to build those relationships and bonds with a community during this pandemic and this lockdown that we have, because it can be very isolating.
Yeah, it could be very draining too. As mentioned, there's pandemic fatigue, but there's also Advent anticipation.
That's right.
Right. So
that's right.
Let us focus on that. Mm-hmm. Right.
And the joy at the end of Christmas and Christ being born.
Yes, indeed. So we pray for freedom from all the things that burden you. We pray for a clear mind and the ability to clearly communicate in our lives.
We pray for purity so that we can grow as a person and encounter God more fully. We pray for openness to the Holy Spirit's guidance. And we pray for a genuine awareness of God's grace in our lives and the humility to extend that grace to others.
And a big thing, we pray for you, all the listeners, and we pray for your intentions. So, next part of our show.
Yeah, let's talk about
10 words to bring Christmas joy to your family.
And how can we do that in 10 steps? Well, first is generosity. And it's always more fun and more rewarding to give, right? So that's what it's all about, especially during this Christmas season, is to give. So let's let generosity be your byword. So give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and be put into your lap. With the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. And that's from the Gospel of Luke.
So our next favorite word, and it's self-explanatory, is the word peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. The next word or phrase we can do is put others first. Put others ahead of yourself as a matter of routine.
Another way to bring joy is to have hope. So find maybe as a family a project that brings hope to someone else this Christmas. So and work on it during this Advent. How about faith? Don't miss the central truth about Christmas and make sure that you and your family centers on the activities around a faith community. So, you know, make sure you build that faith around.
Yeah, I also like to say, let us sing hymns, right? We can sing hymns throughout, you know, like, "Oh, come all ye faithful, O divine Messiah," right? Let's sing holy Christian songs at this time of the year. Don't forget them. Turn on to the Christmas stations. There's many Christmas stations.
Yeah.
And
they've started early this year.
Another power word is joy. You know, think about joy as a gift you can share with others.
Another way is the story, right? The Christmas is the greatest story ever told. It's also about celebration. That's how you can bring Christmas joy, is through celebration. So plan at least maybe one event during the Advent season. And don't let, you know, all the busyness and preparation spoil the fun. You know, make time for that celebration.
Another word is self-explanatory, and it doesn't need anything explanation, is the word love. We need to show the love, especially now at this time of the year. And I think another thing is to promise to be together, you know, as a couple, as a family, you know, let us be united, you know, at this Advent season, right? As trying as it is, there's, you know, as mentioned before, it's a time that we can, you know, be together. So right now we're going to stop and take a musical break. And then we will continue on how to have a joyful Christmas season.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We hope you enjoyed that beautiful song. And we continue our program on how to have a joyous Advent leading to a wonderful Christmas season. So one thing we can do is do not neglect time with the Lord.
Yeah. So always schedule some time. We were talking about, you know, prayer and scheduling time with prayer, but you know, it doesn't have to really be you praying. Maybe it's just time being silent with the Lord.
Listening to the Lord.
Listen to what the Lord is saying to you.
Exactly what I was going to say to, you know, share with you was that sometimes, you know, even when we drive, let's drive, you know, with the music off, or just stop and go near a park and be in silent and spend time with the Lord.
How about spending meaningful time with family and friends? And these days, now that we're in a lockdown and pandemic, how do we do that? Well, schedule a Zoom meeting, right?
Yeah, a Zoom gathering.
Do it virtually.
See, the good thing about social media is that it offers the opportunity to connect people. Mm-hmm. Like Marianne just said, there's Zoom meetings. You can go through Teams. You can go through Facebook, right? Because we've been asked to keep our space, right? But that doesn't mean that we can't stop and spend the time and be together, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, these things come up. So it's not the problem. It's what we're going to do about the situation, right?
Or if you do go visit, you know, make sure you're careful and wear your masks and visit that way.
Yeah.
Keep your, you know, 2 meter distance.
And another thing is remember the purpose of giving, right? Sometimes the donation can be the best gift.
Yes.
You know,
especially for those in need this time.
Let us make wonderful memories, you know, or continue our traditions, you know, by putting up the nativity scene, by putting up a Christmas tree, by putting up a wreath, by, you know, singing Christmas carols.
Yeah. And the gift giving doesn't have to necessarily be monetary thing, right? Just being maybe present for someone in need.
Even a phone call.
Maybe just a listening ear for that person.
Yeah. Just a phone call can mm-hmm. be the greatest gift that someone gives, right? And another thing is take time to rest. Treat yourself, right? Mm-hmm. To recharge. Because as mentioned before, you know, We said it's called pandemic fatigue, but then we you know it's a joyful expectation season in as much as it is what I mentioned before. So we need to stop and rest, because when you're tired, what's the first thing you do? You rest. You don't go and stress yourself out more.
No, you don't want to do that.
Right. So maybe it's a sign to say to stop and rest. And to rejuvenate, right? And, you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise, right?
And so why be joyful at this time? What's it all about?
It all starts with a choice.
It does. It does. Right. Yeah. And joy is a central part of God's plan for the coming of his arrival, his birth at Christmas.
Miranda found a wonderful quote from the Gospel of Luke.
And that passage is this: I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And so that's what we're all gearing up for, is that arrival of Jesus. And joy is that really deep, deep sense of happiness and hope that comes through this, right?
And the big thing to be joyful is that we're alive and we're breathing.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Amen to that.
So another thing we can do, another reason to be joyful, is because we've been blessed with many things.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking
at what we have. Right?
Yeah. And I'm not talking material things or money or possessions. We've been given the gift of, you know, family, the gift of parents,
friends
and
neighbors.
Loved ones, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we have so much, and we just, you know, a big thing at this time is, you know, just stop, breathe. And look around, right? And then you really realize how much you have. It's kind of like doing an inventory, mm-hmm. right? Another reason why we can be joyful?
Well, we can be joyful because of our relationships.
So we realize we have them, but now we're going to make them even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so look around and all the people that you have in your life. And be joyful for those good relationships that you have. Another reason to be joyful is because we have a relationship with God. And so let's try to strengthen and build on that relationship with God. So again, spend time with Him and you know, we'll really, really get to know Him. Because, you know, without Him, we can't do anything.
He is the source. So, you know, a lot has to do about gratitude, right? Mm-hmm. And in these times, you know, it's winter, it can be cold, we can be tired. Some of us aren't working and it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we pray for all those, you know, that maybe have lost their jobs. Mm-hmm. We pray for the frontline workers. And, you know, we offer this evening, you know, as mentioned, they are our intentions, because they're the ones, you know, the frontline workers, the people that have to go to work, right? They're the ones that keep us going, mm-hmm. right? Like, or we won't be able to shop,
right?
Right. So let's you know, what we can do to have a joyful Christmas is maybe share a smile. Hmm. Like maybe when you're far away, pull your mask down, smile 6 feet away, yeah. and thank that person.
Don't forget that, but yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they would really, really appreciate it, right?
Yeah, then, because when one smiles, a smile will always come back to you, I think.
Absolutely.
Because you know, when it's you contagious. Smile, the whole world smiles with you. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. You know, a big thing we were talking about is... you know, talk about the Christmas story, you know, open the Bible and read the passage. You know, in the next part of our show, we're going to do a little mini Lectio Divina in regards to when Jesus was born.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's going to come from growing up. We always used to watch the Charlie Brown Christmas special, right?
I would always look forward to seeing that on TV, the Charlie Brown Christmas. Such a beautiful cartoon story.
Yeah, and it brings back good memories, but the message is so deep, mm-hmm. right? About what Christmas is all about. You know, there's so much going on and, you know, a lot of good things too, but that also can zap your energy, right? So at this time, we're going to play... that little mini clip
from Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, the Peanuts and what Christmas is all about. So get your children, call your friends, because, you know, to bring back some good memories. And then after that, we'll do a little mini Lectio Divina and what that little 2 minute clip is all about.
Yeah, and so let's listen.
Hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless.
Rats! You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
What a treat!
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Okay, wasn't that wonderful? Brings back some really good memories.
Really, really good memories.
So we're going to do a Lectio Divina in what Linus just shared with. And Lectio Divina is divine word. And it's, you read it, You pray on it, you meditate on it, and you contemplate on it. So we're going to read it in three parts, the first, middle, and of course the last. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. So in reading this, when you reread it, there's maybe a word or a phrase that comes out. And what struck me is the angel of the Lord came up upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, right? Isn't that fantastic? The glory of the Lord, right? We were talking about this season. It's a choice between breaking down or breaking through, you know, like enjoying, right? Are we going to be, will our joy be there? And if we know that the glory of the Lord is coming, wow.
It's powerful.
What a gift, mm-hmm. right? But the last part goes on to say, and they were so afraid, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're fearful, right? Maybe is it of the unknown?
Perhaps, yeah.
Is it uncomfortable, mm-hmm. right? One thing that Jesus does, Jesus loves, Jesus forgives, but sometimes we feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Because we just don't know what's going to happen, go on, right?
Yeah, we feel so uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Then Jesus, when we allow Jesus in our lives and we become intimate with him, but that's good because you understand what you need to do to break those chains of fear and mm-hmm. bondage, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. Jesus came to heal, you know, he came to unite and not divide.
That's right.
So the next part of our Peanuts Christmas series is...
Yeah, and the second part of the passage is, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
So we... Again, when Lectio Divina is all about repeating and meditating. Mm-hmm. And so when you repeat it, and we watched the video a few times, Marianzo brought up a very important point.
Yeah. What I noticed actually when Linus was reading or pronouncing this passage, at the point where, he has his security blanket with him. He's holding it, right? And when he's proclaiming. But at the point where he says, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. I believe that's when he drops the blanket because he doesn't really need that security anymore because, the God is sending a message. God is sending a message to him to not be afraid. He doesn't need that security.
So we can safely say this was a let go and let God moment.
That's right. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I found that interesting, noting that.
So with that powerful reflection, it is a time to pause and contemplate. So the next part of our Peanuts Christmas is...
The last part. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And then it all ends with, and that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah. So we take a moment and say, what word struck you? many beautiful words here. I like the word wrapped in swaddling clothes. Mm-hmm. The King of Kings was born in a humble manger.
Right.
Right. In swaddling clothes, not in gold and silk.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the humility of our Lord Jesus, the King.
In a manger with animals around him.
Yeah. Right. And sheeps and shepherds. Mm-hmm. Right. The word that, you know, we've been said a few times is humility.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's what our Lord Jesus came to earth as, a humble Savior.
Yeah. And then what struck me is picturing the angels, like the multitude of angels present there and praising God, right? Wouldn't that, you know, be magnificent to see, you know, the angels and say,
to experience that, right?
Yeah, and saying glory to God, right?
Yeah, and that's another powerful thing that caught my attention is glory to God. You know, we say that many times at Mass, we repeat it many times, and it's so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be wonderful at this time, you know, especially at with all that's going on, that, you know, we find peace, goodwill towards men, women throughout the world,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Because that's what Christmas is all about.
What a world we would live in, right? If we have that goodwill towards everyone. It would be a very peaceful world.
Very peaceful, right? Mm-hmm. And there's many forces that, try to take the joy out of Christmas and the joy out of, with what's going on in this season and throughout the world, right?
Yeah, there's just so much division. And why? Why all that division, right?
That's a very deep question, right? But what we do is we start with, celebrating, Advent, and we build upon it, right?
And perhaps look towards other with goodwill in terms of, how are we the same? Not how are we different, but how are we the same, right? Look at that.
Yeah, there's so much you can learn, and from the reason why we, included this Peanuts quote is because we can learn so much from children,
mm-hmm.
because the children are pure innocence,
mm-hmm.
right? And, of course, that's what Jesus, born as a little child, right? He had the grace, the humility, the love, the joy, and the smile. I'm sure when he was born, he had a big smile. he shared that with Mother Mary, and speaking of children, look at the little drummer boy, right? That
humble.
Yeah. It's
boy.
All about humility. It's, it's the innocence of the children.
Yeah. He had no gift to give, but to play the drum for.
And that's why children are so important. We need to pray for the children. Mm-hmm. We need to pray for the sanctity of life, right? We need to protect life from beginning to the end, right? And how can you not love these beautiful young children? And you ever see the glow on the children's eyes, especially when it comes to Christmas? So look to the children and you'll get lots of joy, especially at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting close to the end of our Advent Joy program. But before we do, we're going to share with you a couple Bible verses and then a wonderful closing prayer.
Yeah, and these are passages that kind of stress all about, the coming of Christmas and Christmas, what it's all about.
Yeah. And Isaiah foretold when he said, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us.
And the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." And that's, what we always hear with the Messiah, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you, Maria, can you repeat that again? A mini Lectio Divina, repeat it again.
For unto us a child is born, a son will be given, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
Wow. Just so beautiful. You never get tired of that, you know. And then Isaiah, even other things he said to foretell the story is, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son. And as mentioned, and she will call his name Emmanuel.
God with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's many other wonderful quotes, even in
passages.
The book, passages in the book of Revelation said, and she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God. So even in the book of Revelation, you know, there's stories of the Christ child. So,
and from the Gospel of Matthew, we hear, she will bear a son, and you shall call him his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. From the Gospel of Luke, the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God.
So it all starts with a choice. And Mother Mary said yes.
That's right.
You know, so we need to make a good choice. We need to choose to look to Christ. And it's as simple as that. It starts with a good choice, leaning towards Christ.
And so we'd like to end this evening with this beautiful prayer. Again, it comes from the Pause and Pray that I subscribe to. And this one is called Waiting with Openness, as we are waiting for openness for the coming of our Lord. Reflect. Trust in the slow work of God. If we try to control our life, we will never be at peace. Wait with openness and unclench your fists. Receive fully what God has for you without grasping. Pray. Dear God, your incarnate life on earth is a continual openness to the will of the Father. Teach me to receive and be open, rather than clenching tightly to what I want. May I learn surrender from you, knowing that deep surrender brings deeper freedom. Amen. And finally, act. Are there things or people in my life to whom I am tightly clinging? Name them and ask Jesus to help you surrender with open hands, not clenched fists. And so that's what we wish you all is to, during this Advent season, to wait with openness and not with clenched fists, but with open hands for the coming of Jesus.
Yeah, let's all take a deep breath and have hopeful and joyous expectation for the coming of our Lord. Dear friends, we wish you a wonderful Advent season,
leading into a beautiful Christmas, and we will see you in the new year.
Yeah, let's hope we bring you good news, and be safe, and celebrate, even though you're far away, do it through a video or phone call and spread the message of joy about Jesus.
So again, thank you for joining us, and we wish you all the best. God bless.
And have a happy and merry
Christmas. Amen.
And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.